KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Ill-disciplined drivers are the cause of most accidents on the N3. That's according to the N3 toll concession, whose latest data on road crashes reveals that driver negligence, poor decision-making and reckless behaviour led to 75% of car crashes and 81% of truck accidents recorded in the first 10 months of this year.
This is indicative of a total disregard of traffic laws and fellow road users. The consequences of lawless behaviour can be far-reaching, with devastating impacts on the immediate victims.
Human error resulted in 84% of car crashes and 93% of truck accidents during the festive season last year. The N3TC's Tania Dugra says multidisciplinary teams will be stationed along the route to encourage responsible driving over this holiday period.
Traffic laws and rules are both a legal obligation and the moral duty every driver must embrace to help create a safe environment for all travellers. Road users are reminded to share the road responsibly at all times, adhering to signposted speed limits, upholding all traffic laws, maintaining safe following distances, and keeping headlights turned on to increase visibility.
Dugra says traffic volumes are expected to pick up this weekend. She's urged motorists to play their part by planning their trips and driving responsibly. The Verulam Business Forum says thieves have become a lot more brazen in the Durban North community. Chairperson Sagrin Venkatas says residents have been left shaken by an armed robbery at a school recently. Authorities say the secretary was accosted in her office by robbers who demanded she hand over money collected during a fundraising event. Venkatas says daytime crimes have been on the increase in Verulam.
For one, it was an horrific incident because of the sequence of events, how it happened, and taking away the Arden cash that they raised for the school fees and also for the fundraising event. And it's not acceptable. That is just a one modus operandi that's taking place. But in general, we have a lot of crime that's taking place with knife-wielding criminals.
The Hawks have arrested a 30-year-old suspected cocaine trafficker in a sting operation. It started last month and led to the seizure of 40 grams of cocaine worth 10,000 rand. The Hawks say the suspect faces two drug dealing charges and will appear in the Durban court today. And England's Children's Commissioner says Sarah Sharif's murder trial highlights profound weaknesses in the child protection system there. Yesterday, the 10-year-old's father and stepmother were found guilty of her murder after beating her to death. They were both known to social services her whole life. Durban 28 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 39. The top story, ill-disciplined drivers are the cause of most accidents on the N3, and that's according to the N3 toll concession, whose latest data on road crashes reveals that driver negligence, poor decision-making and reckless behaviour led to 75% of car crashes recorded in the first 10 months of this year. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.